Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
19 seasons of professional baseball. Did you ever think you would become one of the 89 pitchers in the modern league era to get 200 wins?
Not at all. It never even crossed my mind, but I'm very grateful again that it happened in this uniform, in front of this crowd. You guys really know how to make somebody really feel loved.
Kind of leaves a lump in your throat. In case you missed it, that's Red Sox pitcher Tim Wakefield, who earned his 200th career victory last night in Boston.
And the win didn't come easy for the 45-year-old, who started out in baseball as a first baseman, but has been a fixture on the Red Sox pitching staff since 1995.
Wakefield's 200th victory came in his 625th Major League game, and it took 8 attempts over the past few weeks to finally reach that milestone. And what's perhaps most impressive, he did it using one of the most unconventional pitches in all of baseball, the knuckleball. Well, joining us, as he does most Wednesdays, is one of our most unconventional friends, Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey there, Bill.
Are you calling me a knuckleball?
You know, that really did sort of choke me up a little bit. I mean, is there a guy nicer
fun.
In this game who than Tim Wakefield?
He's a great guy, and I, 200 wins is 200 wins. It's nothing to sneeze at, even though it took him 19 seasons to get there. No, there's not a more personable fellow on the entire Red Sox roster.
Now, it seems he was unlikely, wasn't he, to get 200 wins?
I've been doing my research on this. Hoyt Wilhelm had 143 wins and 122 losses. Charlie Huff, knuckleballer of some renown, 216 wins, of course, also 216 losses. Phil Niekro, 318 wins, knuckleballer. His brother, knuckleballer most of his career, Joe Niekro, 221 wins. So it's not unprecedented. I think kind of part of the fun of Wakefield is that he's an unassuming sort of fellow. I had a chance to talk to him earlier this season, and he explained to me sort of how he had come to discover the knuckleball, unless it discovered him.
I used to throw it to teammates or friends, and they could never catch it. And
this is just playing catch.
This is just playing catch, and that's actually how I got recognized, is just playing catch. And, it became my weapon. It became my source of survival, so to speak. That, I was on my way out, I was going to be released, and my coach, Woody Heike, saw it in me, and it became what I needed to survive.
I liked that he was talking about how difficult it was to catch. Wasn't it Yogi Berra who said catching a knuckleball is easy, you just walk over and pick it up?
Yeah, that's right. Wait till it stops rolling and pick it up. It's simple.
I love that. Well, Wakefield has helped the Red Sox win a couple of World Series, 200 games over his career, as we've mentioned. Whenever he does retire, is he Hall of Fame material?
Well, my feeling about the Hall of Fame is two things. One, I'm glad I don't have a vote because it would preoccupy me much too much. And the other is everybody who's famous should be in the Hall of Fame. And Tim Wakefield is certainly famous. No, he won't go into the Hall of Fame. He also has lost 178 games. His ERA is not all that grand. His major achievement in terms of numbers, which is what they go by in the Hall of Fame, is longevity.
Yeah.
And that's a great achievement. But no, I don't think so.
Well, a historic milestone for him. We should mention that last night's win, big as it was for him, was also sort of big for the Red Sox. They were on a terrible slide. They'd let Tampa Bay creep back into the wild card race. They bashed out, 18 runs last night? Have they turned the corner, do you think? have they regained their lock on the playoffs?
I just have no idea. Lock may be a little strong. There's so little season left that I think that probably they will make the playoffs. Whether they rush in or stumble through the back door, I don't know. But I think they will be there.
Well, here's to the Red Sox, and wishing them well as they stumble toward the playoffs. Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game, which you can hear every Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. on WBUR. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony.
You can also hear Bill every Wednesday right here on Radio Boston.